Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Oliver's Markets with four locations. Their newest location is in Windsor, closer to Zigtown, is one of our sponsors for Wine Wednesday. And Bottle Barn for all your wine, your booze, and your non-booze needs. Like I always say, if Bottle Barn doesn't have it, you don't need it. And a special shout out to Enovaults, what I like to call the 007 of wine storage in Santa Rosa. Thank you to all of our sponsors at Wine Wednesday. And, you know, it's one of those amazing weeks where you see the community come together yet again. Last Friday, Horse and Plow Winery hosted a big benefit for the West County Flood Relief. And it was so incredible to see how many people came out for that. And there was no way to tell, you know. I mean, I was worried if they were going to be big enough to host it at one point because the line was so long to get in and the cars were parked all the way down Gravenstein Highway. And it was a sliding scale to get in through the door. It's pay whatever you can afford. And all the money going to the West County Flood Relief from the door. And they had an incredible silent auction. Our very own local rock star, Les Claypool of Primus, was there. He donated a signed magnum, and there was lots of incredible art that was showcased at the silent auction, lots of wine lots that were showcased at the silent auction, as well as a lot of gift certificates, of course. And yours truly was the winner of a couple of those kayak trips, which I'm excited about. And I guess they're still tallying the totals of money raised, but at this point, it's over $25,000, and that is pretty incredible, I think. And Horse and Plow was so generous to host it, and of course, they donated 25% of all their wine proceeds that evening. And to see the farmer's wife out there making sandwiches after losing everything in the flood, and quite frankly, losing everything in the fire, was pretty incredible. Of course, Redwood Hill was out there serving their cheeses, as they're such a wonderful part of our community, and so much support. And the music that was there, it was really a wonderful week, and thank you to all of you that came out for that last Friday. And since then, well, gosh, it seems like I'm kind of on a, I guess, a benefit bender, for lack of putting it a better way. I've gone from one benefit to the next. And one of the fun things I did over the weekend that got me started thinking about wine and cheese pairing and how I haven't talked about that for a while on Wine Wednesday. And so many folks think that wine and cheese just are so perfect together. And quite frankly, they really are hard to pair. And when they're paired right, there's nothing better. But when they're paired wrong, it's kind of a disaster. I mean, just going to the store and grabbing a big old cheap piece of brie and then serving it with any kind of white wine out of your refrigerator isn't always the best pairing. A couple days ago, I did a wine and cheese pairing for Petey and Tom Cargyle. These guys have been such big supporters of our Crush Radiothon for years and years now, and they were the recipient of one of the wine and cheese pairings that I did, and I hosted it at their home. And a couple of the pairings that really stood out that were so memorable that are something that I think you can do at home, I wanted to highlight as we've kind of got the holidays in the distant future, and now some of us are putting back on our entertaining hat because we're looking forward to spring, and of course we're looking forward to warmer weather. And I start thinking about hosting a few, you know, outdoor cocktail parties, and wondering when I'm going to be able to light up my barbecue. And so all those thoughts lead me to think about wine and cheese pairings and what's going to be perfect for my guests. One of the pairings that I did was Jay Sparkling Wine, of course, made in the Russian River Valley in Healdsburg. Their Cuvée 20, which is so delicious, it's been one of my favorites for a very long time, paired so beautifully as an entry at Petey and Tom's house with the Pennyroyal Farm Lychee. This is a chef-style cheese, so it's a very soft, fluffy, fresh goat cheese. And all I did simply was spread some on a plain water cracker, and then I took a couple slices of rind from a fresh Meyer lemon and just kind of crisscrossed it on top of the chev on the cracker, and it was perfect. It was so delicious with the bubbles and such an easy appetizer to pair it with. And one of the other things that I did that was memorable, and this wine, oh my gosh, it was tasting so delicious. I poured the 2016 William Selyem Weir Vineyard Pinot Noir. Now, this is a vineyard that's in the Yorkville Highlands in Mendocino County, and it was tasting so amazing. Young but delicious. I decanted it. It opened it up. Oh, my gosh. And what was interesting was, this is one of those unusual pairings. When I do wine and cheese pairing classes, I always talk about things that are perfectly paired together that are easy to think about. And then things that I like to call opposites attract, things that you would never assume go together. And when you have the two of them in your mouth at the same time, it's the ultimate marriage. But I found this cheese at Oliver's called Bergamino, and it's from Bergamo, Italy, which is in the northern part of Italy. And it's a ripened buffalo milk cheese, and it's just creamy and delicious. It's almost got kind of a creamy, fudgy kind of texture to it. Delicate flavors of the milk are accented by, you know, kind of a characteristic of butter, quite frankly, but that rich buffalo milk butter. It's got a lot of mushroom components on the flavor profile and a lot of forest floor. It's very earthy, and I thought it was so perfectly paired with this Pinot Noir from William Selyem that was also quite earthy. But you would never think those two go together. Oftentimes, a lot of my friends, when they see a creamier style cheese like that, they're assuming that they need to put it with a Chardonnay. And you know what? The Hot Hippie and I tried two different Chardonnays with that cheese, and it absolutely did not go. And this, however, was the perfect pairing. And then moving right along, another pairing that really worked was a beautiful Petit Sirah from Carol Shelton. This is one that I pulled out of my cellar. It's a 2012 vintage from the Florence Vineyard in the Dry Creek Valley. This Petit Sirah was inky and yummy and delicious. And I paired it with Valley Ford's Organic Grazing Girl cheese. This incredible Gorgonzola style cheese was so perfect with this rich, dense Petit Sirah. And I served the cheese plain, and I put a little bit of my homemade Zigarden fig preserves on top, and it looked beautiful, and it was a very tasty treat and a perfect pairing. We're talking about Valley Ford's Grazing Girl cheese along with the 2012 Carol Shelton Petit Sirah from the Florence Vineyard in Dry Creek Valley. Those are some highlighted standouts, and I thought I'd bring those up on my Wine Wednesday show today just to share with you that, you know, if you want to look for the perfect wine and cheese pairings, I've found a few for you as we're thinking about, you know, maybe some spring entertaining. Coming up soon, we're going to be talking about spring cocktails, so stay tuned. Next Sunday, the 24th, is National Cocktail Day. So I've been trying a lot of recipes, and I'll be shaking up some cocktails for you next week on Wine Wednesday. So be sure to tune into Wine Wednesday next Wednesday at 7:30 a.m. on The Morning Crush. If you'd like to get a list of the pairings I spoke about today, just send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com. Have a fabulous wine and cheese paired day, everybody. Cheers.